Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with reigning Marion County Fair Queen Jocelyn Beaver to talk about her year in her role as Fair Queen. Thank you very much for joining us today, Jocelyn. First off, tell us about winning the Marion County Fair Queen and what it's been like for you over this past year.
Well, this past year has really been great. Winning Fair Queen was a really great moment in my life. I've looked up to Fair Queens in the past and then been able to assume that role to hopefully be a role model for others.
Now, what are some of the things that you got to do as Marion County Fair Queen?
Well, first off, of course, the fair and all that comes with that, like the cute baby judging contest and announcing our hairball for their concert. And this year, there's not really a lot of things that are mandatory, but I took it as a challenge to myself to visit all of the schools in Marion County. I visited first and second graders and did craft projects with them, so that was a great time.
Now, being the Marion County Fair Queen, you have to have a certain standard. How has that been for you over this last year, having to stay up to that standard?
I guess for me, everybody's looking at you. In a small town, there's a lot of people that know you already and expect a certain thing out of you. And I guess for me, it's not really a burden, but kind of a challenge to make sure that you always keep yourself at a level that people would respect and enjoy to be around.
What's been your favorite moment since becoming Marion County Fair Queen?
That's kind of a tough question. There's been a lot of fun things, though I don't know. Kind of one of my favorite things was getting to meet all the girls this year that are starting out where I started out last year. It's been really fun talking with them and trying to give them as much advice as I can.
What was it like going through the competition, not only on the county level, but on the state fair level?
Well, the county level, I was so nervous. Before I went into my interview, I broke out in hives and I was just like freaking out, but it worked out. And the rest of it was really fun. And when you just let loose and talk to the other girls, it's really a good time. And at the state fair level, everything just goes so fast. And you meet a lot of new people. The only thing weirder than being one girl with a crown and sash on is being one of 101 girls with crowns and sashes on.
Well, it's got to be really great that you were able to represent Marion County for this past year. What advice do you have to any of the girls that are going to be competing in this year's competition?
I guess we always say that your biggest goal should be to have fun, and that's what people like to see. That's what the judges like to see. They like to see that you enjoy being around the other girls and that you enjoy participating, and so that'd be probably my biggest advice to any of them, and to try to remain calm.
Now, what else would you like to tell the people of Marion County now that you are going to be stepping down as their Marion County Fair Queen?
Well, I'd like to tell everyone that I had a wonderful time being the Marion County Fair Queen, and I'd like to thank everybody for their hospitality at the schools and allowing me to come and participate with the young people, and just keep beautiful, Knoxville. Thanks, everybody.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, reigning Marion County Fair Queen Jocelyn Beaver, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.